Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
We've got more high school basketball talk here on Drive Time Sports. We've talked a little bit about the ladies' side of the court, and again, they're going to get things rolling on Friday. You'll be able to listen to the Emory Lady Spartans take on Providence Hall. Start time for that game is at 6:30 right here on KOAL. Now, the following day, the boys are going to return to the court. They will take on South Summit. These two teams have met once already. December 15th, Emory picked up an 8-point win, and they had a brilliant third quarter in that contest. Travis Anderson and Scott Labrum will bring you the play-by-play call Saturday morning in this contest. Joining us to talk a bit about the end of the season, which did come to a close with a loss for Emory, and talk a little bit about the upcoming state tournament. Right now, we have Coach Todd Jeffs over the phone. Coach, always so much fun to get you on the show. Thank you again for joining us.
Well, it's good to be here.
Coach, we'll start by talking about Friday's contest. We go on the road to San Juan. It's always a difficult place to play nonetheless, and we thought it would have some massive meaning into the standings. I mean, it was an opportunity to solidify the number four seed. Unfortunately, we blow a 13-point lead in the second half. I believe it was a 13-point lead in the second half, and San Juan comes up big with a couple of free throws to grab the win.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating game, but, you know, we've done that two or three times during the league play and had good leads in the second half and given things up, and it's kind of a pattern for us, and we've got to break that in a hurry. And I keep telling our guys that the tough thing is to get the 13-point lead. We're doing the hard thing. The easier thing should be to maintain it and to protect it, and we just really seem to play into the other team's hands and come up with big plays, and we don't come up with a few of our own, and you know, it's frustrating, but it's you know, we're a young team, and there's still a lot of hope for us, and I'm so optimistic going to the state tournament.
As far as the first round matchup goes, Coach, we get South Summit again, and it's a team that we've seen once already. We got them back. I think we've have to go all the way back to the middle of December at home, but it's a team that we have seen already and actually beat this squad. What do you know about South Summit, and do you like the matchup?
Well, I do like the matchup. They don't have blistering 3-point shooters. They've got good 3-point shooters, but they're just not guys that just fill it up and can really extend our zone that much, so that's a positive for us. That makes them easier for us to guard, and we need all the help we can get that way because we're not a great defensive team. And so, you know, if we concentrate on taking away some of their paint points without really getting blistered from the 3-point range, then that helps us out a little bit.
I was going back over some of the notes from that game, and really, it was the third quarter that was the difference in the game, and it was during a time in the season where it seemed like at a halftime, we were blowing opponents off the line. I mean, really, really having a lot of success in the third quarter, and that game was no different.
Yeah, you know, we're explosive offensively. When we find a little bit of a group, we can really put up a lot of points in a hurry, and, you know, it's a two-edged sword. We've talked about this all season long. When you live by that 3-point shot, you can also die by it. The fortunate thing for us and the good thing for us is we've had a few games the last little bit where we haven't shot the ball well, but we've still maintained, striking distance, and we've been able to be in those games where we haven't shot the ball really well. So that's been a little bit of a positive for us, and we just got to find a way to win games and try to slow people down on defense, and that's our big focus in practice this week.
It comes down to a coin flip to determine who was number four and who was number five. There's a huge difference, and this is something that we had talked about, myself and Principal Gordon, on the air, the big difference between going in as a four or going in as a five. It's essentially going up against a three seed or going up against the one seed, and I just don't think that people quite understood the magnitude of that game. Fortunately for us, we win the coin flip, so we get the three seed, but you could have dropped all the way to play a one in the opening round.
Yeah, and it's so hard to compare regions, and teams are quite different now. But even that one seed that we would have got is Delta, a team that we beat on their home court the first game of the year. And you look throughout the all of the state, and we've played a lot of those top teams. I think Morgan's number one going in, and we played them to a 2-point game in a game that I didn't think we played very well. And so I really, you know, believe our guys have a chance against anybody they play. We just got to do a better job defensively. We've got to get more physical and more strong on that end of the floor. And then on a night where we're shooting the ball well, we can, you know, we can top anybody. And so it's encouraging going into the state tournament because we've got a chance to win some basketball games. And that's just, you know, that's where we're at right now.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Squad. Don't want to look too far ahead, Coach, but there's a possibility we could see San Juan in the second round. Could get a rematch in just a week's time with that squad.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me to see them on a neutral floor. That's most teams have an 8 or a 10-point advantage playing at home, but I honestly think that's a 15 or 18-point advantage playing down there, especially when they got their cousin and brother and uncle all in striped shirts and taking care of business that way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. If we talk about the team itself, Coach, turnovers played a factor in that game on Friday, and I think at times when we look at some of the struggles that we've had in the second half, you can directly correlate it to two things, missed layups and turnovers. I think it may be that simple.
It really is, and, you know, when we take care of the ball, we give ourselves a much better chance, and I think we ended up with 17 or 18 turnovers in that game. And the turnovers that, I don't know if you remember the one that Kyler threw to Kyson late in the game, that those kind of turnovers I don't really mind because that's just 3 or 4 inches away from being an assist. But the ones that we just throw to the cheerleaders or throw to the fans, those are frustrating because they're not even close to being a made play. And, you know, I think we've done better with our footwork. I don't remember the last 6 or 8 ball games that we've had turnovers where we've just shuffled our feet and been sloppy that way. Our turnovers are coming from the pass, and sometimes we just put the wrong zip code on that pass, and those are really frustrating.
Were you happy with the way the boys handled the press on Friday?
Yeah, I thought we really tattooed it. I think Brax had an early turnover that he just threw it away, but other than that, I thought we blistered that pretty well and really took care of their pressure. We just missed some easy shots, and we did that against Richfield and paid for it down there too, you know, some point-blank layups where we need to make some of those. And just like you alluded to earlier, I think turnovers hurt us, and then just some missed easy shots that we normally make, and as a result, we end up with a loss.
Looking over the entire bracket, Coach, top half, South Sevier, ALA, Summit Academy, JUAB, South Summit, Emory, Delta, San Juan. Bottom half, Morgan, Richfield, Providence Hall, Manti, Grand Carbon, Union, and Grantsville. I got to be honest, I like the top half of the bracket. I really like our placing going into the state tournament.
Well, I do too, and it's just a matter of winning games. This is a strange classification in that I don't think there's a huge clear-cut favorite anywhere. I think, you know, South Sevier's proven to have been beatable. Morgan, I think, is number one going in, and they're very beatable. And overall, you know, there's not a clear-cut favorite, and I think every game's going to go to the wire, and every game's winnable for everybody. You know, the first-round matchup that might not be that way is South Sevier against ALA, but every other game is it should be pretty well, pretty hard contested.
With us having such a young team this season, Coach, is there a big difference going into the state tournament? It's obviously you're playing at one location. Every game is at one location, a neutral site. But for these kids who have never really played any meaningful minutes, I mean, I know Kyson played some meaningful minutes last year in the state tournament, but outside of that, it's a pretty fresh group. Is that something you're worried about at all?
Not really. I think we've talked about this before. I think at this point in the season, you know, no matter how young you are, you're fairly experienced. Your young guys have a ton of varsity experience, and I think a little bit of a heightened intensity level at a state tournament game, especially a one-and-done game like this is coming up. But at the same time, you know, you should be well-prepared, and they should be over some of that jitters. And so I don't read a lot into that.
From an injury standpoint, going into the state tournament, are we as healthy as could be expected?
I think we're as healthy as we've been all year. You know, Easton Gordon's had some problems with his lower back, and he seems to be over those a little bit. And we've had some flu and some, you know, different things affecting us over the last two or three weeks. But I think we've cleared a lot of that up. And this long week, I think whatever is hanging on should be taken care of this week. And so, you know, barring some screw that happens in practice, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, one of the things I do like about the fact that you play one game this week and then, you know, you almost play one game in 2 weeks. I mean, that's a great opportunity to get healthy.
Oh, it really helps us that way, you know. And I think we need, you know, we play two games a week throughout, you know, since Christmas, really. And so it's a good chance for us to get to the gym and work on a few timing issues that we've had with our offensive sets and then try to get a little more physical defensively. And that's our big focus in practice this week, those two things.
I want to end with this, Coach. We've talked a lot about defense throughout the year, and we've seen a bunch of different defensive looks. Are you comfortable now at this stage in the season going into the state tournament, really switching up, going out of that 2-3 zone, maybe going to a 1-3-1 or going to a diamond or a box in one? I mean, we've seen a lot of different looks this year.
Well, I'm not real comfortable doing any of that. I'd love to just play that 2-3 and lock people down with it. And we've had teams in the past where we've been able to do that. But these guys, and I think a lot of it is just our lack of physicality. We're just not a real physically strong team. You know, our guys are, some of them are physically a little bit weak, and we're trying to compensate that for that with some different schemes and trying to keep people off balance with different looks. And, you know, when you do that, you leave yourself open somewhere, and some teams have really done a good job of finding that weakness and exploiting it. And then other teams, we've you know, kept them off balance a little bit long enough to win a basketball game. And so it's not an ideal way to play, but, you know, we are who we are, and we're just trying to manage a game plan around that. And, you know, I'm real optimistic going to the state tournament, and it's a fun time of year, and we're really excited to be there.
Now, this is the best time of the year, no doubt about it. Coach, again, thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck on Saturday against South Summit, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Sure enough. Thanks for all you do, Jordan, throughout the year.
It's definitely always my pleasure. That's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. Again, they will take the court this Saturday as they go toe-to-toe with South Summit. And again, Travis Anderson and Scott Labrum will bring you the play-by-play call. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.